Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are live in the service with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference with the International Ambassador hosting. And let's go back into the service. God bless you.
Glory to God. Praise his name for you. Go ahead.
Thank the Lord. First giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to all of his ambassadors, and to everyone that's on the prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me, how the Lord blessed. I thank the Lord for how we just had a beautiful weekend. My brother passed away about 5 years ago, and his children decided that they wanted to come and see my oldest sister because she's 91 years old, and they came, and we had like an impromptu family reunion, and it was just beautiful, and we got a chance. I got two of the family members stayed with me, and I got a chance to really talk to them, and so many of them are saved, and my brother's wife brought the children up. My brother didn't come into the church, but his wife brought the children up in church, and so many of them are saved, and I just thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I want to say I can't tell it all, but I just thank the Lord for his goodness and how he blessed and how he just made everything beautiful. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise God. That's just like Jesus. Bring peace to a troubled family. Amen. Go ahead.
And before I go, I want to say I thank the Lord for Sister Riley, how she gave this number to Sister Lily Garnett. And Sister Lily Garnett gave this number to me, this prayer line, and it has been such a blessing to me.
Praise God. That's what it's about, spreading the gospel, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank God for those that are sharing the number and sharing the line and the praises and the testimonies. Evangelist Ann Johnson, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Good morning, precious.
Praise
Go ahead. It's in your hands.
God today, who's the head of my life, to Dr. Johnson, Sister Betty, to Mother Johnson, and Ambassador Pfeiffer and Stern. And I just, to each and every one of God's people, I just love you all. I just want to thank God for life today. I thank God for my health and strength. I'm praising and thanking God for my grandchildren being in church yesterday. My grandson is 6 years old, and he wants to play the organ, and his godfather is the church organist, and he works on Sundays a lot because he works for the city. But I had told the congregation to just start saying, Lord, thank you for Gary. Thank you, thank you. And Gary has been showing up for the past 2 Sundays, and I told them all you got to do is say, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just thank God for the thank yous and the praises that we take sent up to God, because I know for myself that those 1,000 praises work. I sit at my computer sometime and I just start saying thank you. And I know I do it 1,000 times over, and I just love God. And I thank him for touching my body. Yesterday I was in so much pain. I felt like I couldn't hardly walk, but this morning I woke up, and I mean, I have no pain in my body, and I just praise and thank God. Even my ear feels better, and I just praise God, and I'm just thanking God. And for those on that I invited to the prayer line, they said they listen in, but they don't say anything. But I thank God. Even some of our young people, they have texted me on Facebook and said, thank God for First Fruit Prayer Line. And I just want to thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer, for just the Lord. I know it was God that touched your heart to invite me to come to this prayer line. And I tell you, you all are stuck with me, and I'm stuck on you all. And I just thank God 1,000 times over for each and every one of you. Have a blessed day.
Bless you. Bless you. God bless everyone that has so wonderfully shared their victorious praise report with us this morning. We just want to know, do we have any first-time callers on the line this morning? Anyone that has never said anything that would just like to give honor to God this morning? You may do so at this time. Any first-time caller? Do we have anyone that's never
said? Praise the Lord.
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. You hear me?
We can hear you. God bless you.
Well, I thank and praise God for another day, for last night laying down and rising up this morning, closing my right mind. I thank and praise God that we was at church yesterday. Oh, Lord, we had a good time. Yesterday was Miracle Day at church. And, oh, Lord, how much we testify about all the miracles that God has passed through our lives. And I thank and praise God. God is just so good and so merciful. And I just ask you all to continue to pray for Mother Johnson.
Bless you, Mother Johnson. I know we've all been blessed by the words that have come from the people of God this morning, sharing the goodness of God with us worldwide. And we're praising God continuously for each and every one. And maybe you should get your praise report ready. You shall be next in line. God bless you. And Dr. Johnson, thank you for this opportunity this morning to share the goodness of God with the people around the world. May God bless you and everyone that had a praise report that did say something. And those that have one, don't be weary. You will be called on in the future. And God bless you. And I feel, Dr. Johnson, that God gave you those individuals to give a praise report, because everyone touched someone. Sister Lucia, Mother Daniels, Sister Ivy, Mother Digby, Sister Ann Johnson, all those testimonies touched someone's heart, and I know they blessed me. So God bless you, and back into your hands.
Dr. Johnson, before you come, Dr. Johnson, I just want to say it's a blessing to be on the first show prayer line, to be able to hear those voices. It's good to be heard. God bless you, Mother Johnson, Dr. Johnson, Mother Digby, Sister Pfeiffer. God bless you, woman of God. All of you, the Lord's children, it is a great blessing to be in the land of the living. And I just want you all to know that Pastor Williams is good. Amen. We're doing the work of the Lord here on this end, and we're giving praise to God for what he has already done and what he is doing. Bless you, bless you, bless you, all of you. Keep doing the work of the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Williams. It's good to hear your voice. What a blessing you are to people all around. Thank God for you.
God bless you. Good to be heard. God bless you.
Bless you. And I want to thank also Ambassador Pfeiffer, who was saying how God led me to choose those people to give their praise reports because they had touched others. I want to say to you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, he led me to ask you to give those, get those praise reports, because you have touched so many people in your asking people for their praise reports. You've touched a lot of hearts. God bless you and you. Amen. Thank God. I want to tell you, we praise God. Just about a week ago, we added another ambassador here, a pastor in Kansas City. Amen. Who is ambassador-elect. Yeah. Pastor Daryl Moore. Daryl Moore. Amen. We'll be, if the Lord says the same, doing that installation for him soon. Give us prayers, if you would. Keep your prayers going for us, that God may lead us in that aspect, in the name of Jesus. Also, I want to thank God for our Sunday school picnic, Sunday school vacation Bible school. Yeah, that was awesome. And also the Sunday school picnic, as they said, it was awesome. Amen. Sister Edna Tyler, that's my older sister. She was the brainchild of all that, and she did put it together magnificently. And thank God for Mother Edna Johnson. That's her oldest daughter. Amen. Edna Tyler. God bless her. All right. We do want to get your prayer requests today. We got enough time to hear them. Wonder, Ambassador Stern, are you available to get those prayer requests? We want you to know that we're putting you on the prayer list, too, because I know you...
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you.
Amen. I'm en route. I'm leaving out of the hotel in Florida. My
All
husband,
right.
Dr. Garrett, and I, we had a wonderful, 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 oh, my God, a wonderful time celebrating my 50th class reunion, and some I have not seen in 50 years, and mostly all my class is saved. Praise the Lord. Out of our class, we have about 20 pastors and ministers, and I'm in an area where I'm on the outside of the hotel. I told my husband I got to hear part of the prayer line because we have to leave out of the hotel to get to the airport. But I should be back in full swing on tomorrow. It was a blessing for me to be alive, to be here in my home state where I was born and raised, left here at 17 years old, and I was my class chaplain, and they were so honored to honor me to be on the program every day that anointing followed me all the way down to here. And so I just thank and praise God for the first fruit prayer line, but I had to come back and give God some praise, and I'm just so grateful that the Lord blessed me to be here and to come back to my home state and among my classmates. Amen. That it really touched my heart. Amen. So I thank God for my first fruit prayer line, and I just want to share a little bit more throughout this week and everything, but I share with all of them. Praise the Lord that God had elevated me in so many things in 50 years, but ambassador now, and all of them, I'm sending the telephone number to the prayer line. So I want to share with my classmates, those of us that are still standing, to join us on the prayer line. And on tomorrow, pray for us. Please put us on the prayer line list this morning. We're traveling to Jacksonville, Florida now, out of my hometown, Palatka, Florida, right outside of St. Augustine, Florida, and we have to take the flight into Chicago. But God bless you all this morning. I've been on the prayer line, but I've just been where I haven't had a chance to speak the way I want to, but I will be back in full swing tomorrow. So
right.
I'll be
Let
back
me
tomorrow.
Ask you,
yes, sir.
Ambassador Stern,
yes, sir.
Are you close to your husband anywhere?
My husband is in the room. I came out on the patio. He's getting the luggage together. But I have been talking to him. And
I want to ask that because I felt the Holy Ghost say to me, ask you to lay your hand on him as I pray for him.
Yes, sir, because see, by him coming, it's extremely hot here. And with the condition that he has and everything, there were so many events that we had outside. He had just come in,
but you just laid
you know,
your hand
and everything.
On.
But I'm out on the patio, but I'm a touch and agree. Amen. And Dr. Johnson,
right.
I have been talking with them, and I've been sharing with them that you all need to talk. And he said, oh, he wants that. We'll talk about that later, but I'm touching and agree in the spirit and touching.
All right.
All right? Go ahead.
I'm just hearing from the Lord right now.
Yes, sir.
Wait, I'll call you back later because the Holy Ghost told me to have you lay your hand on him as I prayed for him. And
he's checking us out, so I want to be decent and in order because he's getting the luggage into the car and everything. But call us back because I certainly want you to talk with him. I told him that, you know, that you and him need to talk because we have a relationship, but I definitely want my husband and Dr. Johnson to have a relationship because my husband and I are one in the spirit. We were one of the oldest married couples in my class, and I think that's an honor. And I'm not in no wise, yes, sir, trying to get
you.
No. Yes, so God bless you all, but on tomorrow.
We'll get back with you later.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and the First Fruit prayer line. But I will be back, amen, to where I need to be on First Fruit on tomorrow. But this needed to be where I was this week. God bless you all. This is my prayer. And I will be on the prayer line tomorrow. All right, Dr. Johnson?
Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. And let me get a few more prayer requests. I hope you all understand. I'm just trying to do what the Lord is leading me to do. All right. If you have a prayer request, I'll take them. Give us your prayer request. And the line is open.
This is the Peter's answer. Coming prayer request. I pray for my son and his family are flying to Barbados today for a funeral. Pray for their family. And also pray for my cousin, they said their body shutting down, and they put it in the hospital yesterday. So her name is Isabel Abram. Pray for her children and the rest of the family.
Name again? What's
her name?
Isabel Abram.
They said her body shutting down, and they put it in the hospital yesterday. And pray for her children and her sisters.
Now, let me ask you, what family is that experiencing bereavement?
The Gatsby family, which my son is connected with, they're flying to Barbados today. So pray for them that they have a safe trip.
You said the Jackson family, right?
The Gatsby, J-A-D-B-S-Y, Gatsby family, and they're flying to Barbados today.
Okay. They're flying out today. All right, Gatsby family.
Yes.
All right.
And the ladies in the hospital, they put in the hospital for saying it's about Avon. Pray for her children and her sisters.
Okay.
It's my cup, praise God. And pray for me to Dr. Johnson. My feet is acting with this, and the neuropathy in my foot is acting up today, so pray for me.
Neuropathy.
I have a prayer request. Good morning to all, Dr. Johnson, and all of the line. This is Dr. Lacey. I'm going to be returning back to the courtroom today, and we hope this will be the final situation here. We still in court, but God is good. And I just desire your prayers this morning that God will allow us to come out victorious.
Right. Certainly, I'm praying for you, Dr. Lacey, that God will give you favor and come out victorious in that situation. Right. Anybody else have a prayer request?
Vicki, I'd like to request prayer for my two nephews, Andre and Terry Nunn. Their last name is Nunn, N-U-N-N.
Okay. I bless you, Mother Digby. Anybody else?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Anybody else with a prayer request? Anyone?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
If you have one, step up. And anybody else?
I would like you to pray for my family.
Who are you? Give me your name.
Sharon Thompson. Pray for my family. Yes, Sharon. S-H-A-R-O-N.
Sharon.
Sharon, yeah, Sharon Thompson.
Thompson, okay.
Hello?
Right. Yes, I'm here. Pray for my family, my kids, my auntie, she just had surgery. She's in Memphis, Tennessee. Her name is Etha Mae Patterson.
Etha
Mae Patterson, yes. And just pray for me a better job. And pray for my daughter a job, and pray for my friends.
Okay. All right, God bless you. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request before we...
Hello? Yes, hello?
Yes,
we hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. My name is Lisa Thompson.
Your name is Lisa Thompson?
Hobson, H-O-P-S-O-N.
Okay.
Yes, hi. Listen, I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. I have some, just want to pray for me, my husband. We have 5 kids, just for good health, you know, financial blessing. My older son is 22. He had got in trouble with the law, hanging out with the wrong guys, and it's been taking a toll on me for the past year. And I just want to pray that when he goes to court that everything turns out all right, because my youngest son is 7. He cries every day because he wishes his big brothers was at home. So we just want to, you know, pray that everything turns out all right. You know, he's only 7. He has to go visit him in jail. And when he sees him, he cries because he don't understand why he's getting there. You know, and just pray. We've been trying to find a house, you know, me and my kids and my husband trying to find a better house because the landlord don't want to, you know, fix nothing up when we're paying him so much money to rent it. You know, and that's all I just want to pray for, you know, again, for good health and happiness. You know, pray for all my family and my friends and just everyone out here.
I understand.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes.
We certainly will. All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Anyone else?
This is Sister Angie. I'd like to give honor to God, my pastor, Bernard Johnson, First Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the ambassadors and everybody on the prayer line. I just like to thank God and ask for prayer for me and my family to save my home, everybody in my family, and to pray that the devil's trying to bring a dividing spirit between the family members. And so to stop that, you know, because some of them are falling for it, and, you know, family turn against family. So I just ask for prayer for me and my family.
All right. All right. I'll take one more. Anybody else?
Pray. Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Just ask you all to pray for my church family, Pastor Gina, and pray that the Lord would just continue to use me in his service. And pray for my family. I remember you said, Dr. Johnson, that I think you had 14 things on the list for us to do, I mean, for us to pray about. And that list is trickling down, and I just want to be able to tell you about that list, that how God has been good to me. And
God bless you.
Up until this moment.
Just God bless you.
Pray.
All right, Mother Johnson. I wonder, is Pastor Williams still there? He really man of God, and God uses him. And we want to pray for Sister Peterson and Dr. Lacey, the courtroom situation for her, and Mother Digby, Andre and Terry Nunn, amen, and Sharon Thompson, of her family, her kids, and for all of you, Sister Lisa Hobson, and those situations with her, and Sister Angie, and then Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. I was wondering, we could get a general prayer. You don't have to name those names. I just named them. God knows all of them.
I sure will.
Amen. To you, Pastor Williams.
I sure will, Dr. Johnson. I will. And if I may, there was a mother who did mention her son was in college.
Yes.
And I want to say that when she goes to speak to him, ask her son, when will he stop running from God? When will he stop running from God? He's running from the Lord. There's a calling on his life, but he's running. And just speak that to him and tell him that when he surrender his life to God, God will deliver him. When he stops surrender his life to God, God will deliver him. God will deliver him. Because if you just get him out, then he may go back to where he come from. But when he delivered, when God deliver him, there will be no turning back, and he will bring many, 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 many souls to God. It's a mandate in his spirit, and he will hear the voice of the Lord and pray for him. God bless you. But there's a calling on his life. Father, I thank you now for what you're doing. I thank you, God, for these, your little ones, and I pray for every last petition that have come forth. God, I'm not going to name each and every one, but for the names that were submitted, you know each and every one of them. You know them by name. You know them by DNA, God. They belong to you, every mother, every person, every situation that's right now that is taking place, even, hallelujah, with the Stern family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, you know exactly what is needed, even right now at this very end time. Father, and I pray now that you would deliver, bring deliverance, bring healing, bring the blessings of God upon their shoulders, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them acknowledge you in their situation and in their time of need. Father, I cast the devil off of them, out of them, out of their deliverance, out of their situation. Father, the devil, glory to God, we bind the work of evil in the name of Jesus. I come against every parasite of the enemy. I come against the parasites that would agitate your little one in the name of Jesus. And Father, I rebuke the spirit that tries to enter into, God, everything that would enter our body by way of beverage, by way of food,
anything that would into our body that would cause contamination of the blood, contamination within our system that would bring sickness or disease or have us to have to be on dialysis. Father, I rebuke that spirit now. The power of God is against you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Father, I pray now that you would turn this thing around. Give somebody, even this morning, Father, even this first day of the week, Father, give somebody a three-day turnaround in the name of Jesus. Give somebody else a 72-hour miracle, God, according to their faith. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God. Father, you said in your word that you would give us the desires of our heart. If we walk up right before you, we can ask of you, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever we desire of you, we can ask it. God, if we have the faith to believe you and doubt not, you will grant it to us. And, Father, I pray now that somebody will get a 72-hour miracle. Somebody will get a three-day miracle. God, but you will heal these persons. Heal their request. Bring deliverance. Bring protection. Bring a turnaround in Jesus' name. And we call it done even right now. And, Father, upon the visionary of this line, your manservant, Dr. Johnson, hallelujah, and his entire family. Father, at the beginning of the line, he began to talk about how he was going through some things. In the name of Jesus. But, Father, I pray right now that you would lift him. Lift him. Yes. Lift him. Lift him. He's going through, but lift him, Father, because I heard what you said in your word, that you would hover over, you would cover, and you would protect your little one. You would draw them close to your breast in the name of Jesus. And if you have him in your hands, there is no devil big enough that can snatch him out in the name of Jesus. Father, heal his body. Heal him and refresh his mind. God, refresh his vision. Refresh his vision. God, give him that vigor to go forth and you run and never stop running. In the name of Jesus, let him know, God, that every demon fold, hallelujah, is subordinate to his word. It's subordinate to his life. God, every demon spirit, every witch, every warlock, every demon spirit comes subject to your manservant in the name of Jesus, because you, God, dwells in his life, and because you dwell in him, every other spirit is subordinate in the name of Jesus, and every spirit comes in the form of a serpent or an adder, and God, we tread them under our feet as your word, and we thank you now, and we give you praise. Bless Mother Johnson. Bless and everyone. Help them down in your blood. Amen.
Amen.
What a wonderful prayer. Thank you so much, Pastor Williams. We just thank you and